Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 8th day of September, 2017. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and chat with me today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's cooled down a mite. It was actually a little chilly this morning. You feel a nip of fall in here. I'm sure it'll heat up one more time, but I did see in the extended forecast a 60s, so we're edging on down. And oh, how depressing. At any rate, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Oh, man, Russians flocked to Trump properties to give birth to U.S. citizens. You can't make this shit up. And we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we jump into any of these articles, we're going to do a little house cleaning today. I went down to the post office about 10 o'clock. Sometimes I get, on a Friday, I can get time to get down there and get it over with, and I don't have to go out anymore for the rest of the day, which is, you know, the end of the week. It's, I don't want to go nowhere else. And, you know, I got a donation in the mail. It was $50. And there was a note with that $50 donation. It was a money order. And it asked, it said, I needed to cash that and cut it in half and send half to David. Well, I went into the post office and I got an envelope and I took the, and wrote down on the bottom of the note there and I sent it back to him. It's like this, people. From the Trenches World Report is no little sight. I just checked the analytics before I came up here. For the month of August, it said 650,000 page views. And our server, which was down for about an hour, I think we're back up, tells us that, you know, you have to times that times three. So that's 1.5 million page views. The site is huge. When we built the site, you know, I had no money. When I built that site, I mean, I started using the neighbor's internet and the library internet. I wrote over 2,000 articles in three different names to give it a start, to get it going. And then Mark Schumacher came on, and Mark helped me. Mark could tell you how poor it was. It was 3 years before we got even $20 in the mail. And now, you know, we reached this point here, Laura and I mean, the site just keeps getting bigger, and we keep working harder. And now you got people coming up and wanting us to start splitting up the goddamn donations. I mean, Flea had sent in when John was still with us. You know, he sent 3 bars of gold, and he wanted 1 bar to go to John. I sent it to John. But, I mean, I explained to everybody, you know, if we had the money, I mean, the site, but as big as it is, it should be taking in over $10,000 a month. We should be able to have a staff. We should be able to have help and pay people, but we can't. And it's like this, people. I'll tell you straight up. You can send your money to whoever you want to. It's a free world. But when I see it start siphoning off the site, I'll shut down all the broadcasts, and then it'll be the site. And when it reaches the point to where the site does not get enough money to keep it solvent, and I've already had to borrow once this year to keep it up. I paid it back because we got a decent month on the clicks, and we paid it back. But when it gets to that point, I swear, on my brother's grave and my dad's grave, I will shut that motherfucker down so fast it'll make your head swim. To build something like this, so awesome, and people to appreciate it so little, and so many people wanting to suck off it, makes me want to puke. The site is the goddamn powerhouse. It's what brings in the people. It's how all of you got here, if you want to look back. Now, this is no reflection on David. I think, I mean, I've become quite fond of David. He is an excellent, intelligent, decent young man. And I was more than happy to help him get up on the air and start talking, because he's got a lot to say. And he can, it's like I told his mom, he can reach people that I can't. He can reach that next generation. But I can't afford to pay nobody. So I sent the man's money back. And again, you people decide what you want. It's real easy. The site has to, I mean, without the site, I mean, when I came into this thing, I'll tell you what, there was nobody. Nobody knew who I was. I brought such a big chunk to the table for everybody, and I tried to help everybody. And I was pissed on for it till the point to where I just was finally stepped back with my own broadcast and just the Trenches site. Because nobody appreciated what I brought to the, nobody appreciated the years of work. Like I said, in the beginning, over 2,000 articles I wrote with, but myself. In three different names to give the site a takeoff, to get it going. And the site did. It went straight up, man. It always did, right up until Google shut us out, until we were shut down for our content. And right now we are blackballed. It's all we can do to survive. If the site was bringing in what it's supposed to, I'm talking about over $10,000 a month, I'd be helping the people who were there all along and helping me up, helping us do it. Steven would have some internet, I guarantee you that. People like Hal, who have given us $4 or $5, man, I know they're poor. When they ain't got nothing and just barely, we've barely kept it up. I'd be helping those people. I'm not greedy, but God damn it, I ain't gonna do it. I'm not gonna pay to do this. God damn it, you think about it, people, before we came up on the scene. Nobody had the balls to step up and do this shit. And then you build it, and then it becomes look safer because it's like a herd of sheep. People think, they're getting away with it over there. We can start doing it. Maybe we can siphon people away from there. Maybe we can do it and not talk about the Jews. We can make money at it. Well, at a point, man, I'll tell you, it get goddamn like this morning. That was it. You decide what you want, and you think I won't shut this son of a bitch down. You don't know me very well. It is the site that costs. It is the site that is the powerhouse. It's why Mark Kornke can't ignore it, even though he doesn't want to even say from the trenches on his broadcast. God damn it, that's where the news is. That's where the people are out there like me doing it for nothing, digging out the stories and putting it out there because they care about this country. And it's like David stepping up. He never stepped up with no any expectations. But I'll tell you, John sure thought he was going to steal a part of what I'd spent 6 years of my life building, pull it away, make some money on it, because he was into making money. I mean, John, he made hundreds of thousands in the stock market and shit. You guys seen his nice new car and stuff while I'm living here in fucking squalor? And then, man, this should be making some money. Yeah, it really should, John. But it ain't.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Always remember, there's no money in telling the truth.
No, sir. There never has been, and I don't expect any. I really don't. But when it reaches the point to where I'm actually paying, you know, when I first started doing this, you know, I'd run around. I was working all over the place trying to make a buck. I did what I had to do. I had to live. But when it reached the point to where it was taking all of my time, it has to support us or else it has to go. And I never dreamed that if I did something like this, this important and this big, that there'd ever be any, you know, like I said, I shouldn't even have to have no donations. I should be living quite well on the money that the site would provide. But we're blackballed. We're blackballed because we tell the truth about the Jews. It's that simple. We do not pull no punches on the Jews. And later today, David's going to hit him again with Oy Vey Friday. And it needs to be done because that is the problem. I went up in, this morning because, like I said, it's a Friday. We don't work out. So sometimes we get a little bit ahead. You know, we can actually sit and think for 5 minutes. And so I turned on, it was 9 o'clock, and I told Laura to put on YouTube. I wanted to see what Jones was putting out, you know, with all this shit coming down with DACA and Trump, you know, crawfishing on everything he said. And I come and I look at this, man. He comes on, and I mean, this is Trump propaganda 101, I swear to God. And it's not only that, but it's like some kind of like this flashy stuff like they do on MTV. This flash, you know, everything's flashing and coming at you and all this goofy shit coming at you 100 miles an hour. And it's not, this is no progression. Make no mistake. This is a regression away from the simplicity of truth into a propaganda machine that Alex Jones is running. But like I said, you know, all I'm looking here, he's playing that left-right paradigm, only he's solid the right paradigm now, and he don't talk about the false left paradigm no more. And it is pure Trump propaganda. So, you know, I had my stuff together for this broadcast, and we're going to do it. Let me see if I can find my stuff here. We're going to listen to some of Trump, and then we're going to hit the articles on what's really going on. Now, we're going to talk about Trump back when he was, you know, talking to you people, you dumb people out there, you ignorant sons of bitches that the carnival barker could fool. Let's hear him.
If that happened in Mexico, we had a baby in Mexico, the baby, Mexico would throw you the hell out. You know, Mexico is the hardest country in the world just about to become a citizen of. But they send people over here. And I'm not just talking Mexico. They're coming in from Asia. They're coming in from all over the world.
Okay, you heard him there. They're coming in from all over the world. And we'll jump right into this article. Russians flock to Trump properties to give birth to U.S. citizens. And you ain't going to get this nowhere else, people. This is from ORAZ, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Antonelli Kuzmin held out his daughter's blue U.S. passport over a red Russian one and snapped a photo from a Florida beach. Woohoo! Got dual citizenship for my daughter, he wrote in an Instagram. American citizenship for the newborn girl was the goal of Kuzmin and his Instagram celebrity wife, who sought the help of birth tourism services in Florida for the arrival of their first child. They are among the estimated hundreds of Russian parents who flock to the United States annually for warm weather, excellent medical care, and more importantly, birthright American citizenship. And many, like Kuzmin and his wife, stay at President Donald Trump's properties in Florida. While Trump rallies against U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants, his Florida properties have become a playground for birth tourists from Russia's upper crust. The Daily Beast has discovered several companies are advertising rentals in Trump properties to expectant Russian parents. While the Trump organization does not directly profit from the subleases of privately owned condos, it does benefit from Russian patronage of the nearby Trump International Beach Resort. The Trump organization did not return requests for comment. Many of the companies that cater to Russian birth tourists advertise their services openly and warm And warn, no one will get in trouble as long as they don't lie on immigration paperwork. The Florida Trump properties are convenient options for wealthy Russians who can afford it. They are notorious for being investment properties for Russia's hyper-wealthy, a safe place to store savings in U.S. dollars. And birth tourism companies offer Trump apartments as part of a package costing upwards of $75,000. I guess that's just to buy it, I guess. SVM MED, a Miami birth tourism company, and also boasts outposts in Moscow and Kiev, offers three tiers of packages to its clients, with the top two advertising lodging in Trump Towers. The most expensive package costs $84,700 for a Trump Tower two apartment with a gold tiled bathtub and chauffeured Cadillac Escalade or Mercedes-Benz. Miami Boom advertises an apartment at Trump Royal with two bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms. The website doesn't list a price, but the same apartment is listed on other real estate websites for $5,000 a month. A third company, Abite, aimed largely at Ukrainian customers, promises that Miami's Sunny Isle suburb has excellent condominium options, some of which, like Trump Towers, were created by American multi-billionaire Donald Trump himself. Another offering from the Status Med, a company with offices in Moscow and Miami, advertises a Trump Royal penthouse apartment on its website for $7,000 a month. One Russian mom of a newborn U.S. citizen told the Daily Beast that she runs a support group for women making birthing plans without the help of a company. At any given time, 50 members of her online group are in Miami to give birth, she said. Muska estimated in 2014 that 40 to 60 women from former Soviet countries give birth in Miami each month. Our clients pay for their own medicine, other services, and spend a lot of money during their time in the country, she said, claiming that the average client spent $40,000 to $50,000 for 3 months in the United States. Sunny Medical Center openly advertises citizenship as one of the primary benefits their clients receive. Muska told the Daily Beast that all the women using Sunny Medical Center's services openly tell U.S. officials that they are coming for birth tourism. They also warn parents to avoid applying for Medicaid, as some expectant birth tourists apparently do. Doing so or lying on their visa paperwork might permanently blacklist them from U.S. visa eligibility, even after their child can apply for family reunification, they warn. Laughter at the crackdown. They're talking, laughing at a crackdown. Birth tourism is a booming industry thanks to the growing middle and upper class in Russia and China. These families have no plans to work in the United States or pay U.S. taxes as their child grows. Rather, U.S. citizenship is an extra security blanket that the wealthy give themselves after months-long vacations on Miami beaches. It also gives their kids a shot of financial aid at U.S. schools and easier access to jobs in the United States. After the child turns 21, he or she can also apply for family reunification to get their parents and non-citizen siblings green cards. This is the scam that is going on in your country, people. This is the scam. Can you afford to go lay on a goddamn beach in Miami? Who is this country for? Why did our founders, our true founders, not those goddamn aristocrats in Pennsylvania, but the people who went out and bled and died for this country, why did they do it? So their progeny could sit and read shit like this and living in squalor and poverty? It seems like the sort of thing Trump spoke out against. Yeah, we just heard him. On the campaign trail, he argued that children born undocumented parents don't have a legal right to citizenship. He rallied against people he said came from over from Mexico for a short time period to give birth. We just heard him. Nearly 9 months into Trump's presidency, birth tourism agencies continue to advertise services for expecting parents. They know, this is going on. They're doing this on, this is giving your goddamn country away, people. Every time one of them brings in and drops one of their brats, that's another chunk that belonged to you and me that went somewhere else through the unconstitutional, not the unconstitutional, the goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights known as the goddamn 14th Amendment. Never ratified. Just a bunch of these aristocrats saying, we're just taking everything from you. I think it's time to kill them. Trump stopped pushing the idea of changing birthright citizenship, even as he doubled down on plans to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, because that's just a sham. That whole wall thing. What the hell? We talked about it yesterday. A wall? When you've already got the invaders in, now let's build a wall behind them. Not in front of them, behind them. To solidify it. And, you know, like, you know, going to Congress to get this all made legal. You know, everything that you campaigned against, you charlatan, and you know, you people that Alex Jones still keeps pushing this. Where's your answer to this, Alex? This is called a lie, is what it's called. Your boy's a liar. And you are a propagandist piece of shit. You are a fat pustule. You are disgusting. All right, let's see what we got going. We had an earthquake in Mexico. I don't know if I really want to hit that. I guess we could. But they had, an 8.4 earthquake off the southern coast of Mexico. This is from LA Times. It was sent in by Angel 4 Discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A massive earthquake struck off the southern coast of Mexico late Thursday and was felt as far away as Mexico City, where residents fled violently, swaying buildings and electrical transformers exploded. And I seen some of the footage from down there. Man, it looks pretty nasty. I bet we're going to have another big wave of them coming up here. What do you want to bet? Because somebody's got to take care of this disaster down in Mexico, and that'd be you and me. We'll give up our homes, man, because, you know, their homes got destroyed by an earthquake down there. Now, the rich down there, they'll have theirs all built back by their slaves down there. But there's going to be hordes of them coming up here, and we got to take care of them. It's our responsibility. The Mexican says Seismological Institute said the earthquake measured 8.4 in magnitude, making it the most powerful to strike Mexico since the disastrous earthquake of 1985. Remember how they poured across in 85? And they told you they're coming. Oh, because they have a problem down there. It's on us. It's just our responsibility. Like when these kids they're having down in Honduras in the murder capital of the world, that they've made the murder capital of the world because the people make the goddamn country, not the land. But at any rate, you know, we're responsible for all these children. They're just children. These unaccompanied children, well, they're my responsibility. Hey man, I knocked the chick up, man. It must be my goddamn kid. I got to raise it. That's what they're doing to us as a society. Which caused extensive damage. The epicenter of Thursday's earthquake was about 60 miles off the coast of Chiapas State, near the border with Guatemala, according to the United States Geological Survey, which measured the quake magnitude at 8.1 on the Richter scale. The National Weather Service Pacific Tsunami Warning Center warned that tsunami waves as high as 9 feet might hit along Mexico's Pacific coast. Tsunami waves of 2.3 feet were observed in Jatuca, and I guess a resort city in Mexico's, Oaxaca State, and 3.3 feet in Salina Cruz, according to the center. The earthquake struck at 9:49 p.m. Pacific time Thursday. The shaking toppled houses in Chiapas State and was felt in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, where President Jimmy Morales said in a telephone. Well, I need to cut that off. You didn't give me that, Laura. At any rate, man, see, I've got another one here I want to go into, but I guess we could hit this one and wait for those. Okay. National Cathedral. This is in Washington, D.C. You know, but your money paid to build it. National Cathedral is removing stained glass windows honoring Confederate leaders. And they're just honoring history. It's showing history. We can't have a history. The communists have to take your history away before they can rob you of your future. They have to get to the point to where you don't even know who you are. And then they'll tell you who you are. This is from NPR. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Two stained glass windows honoring Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson at the Washington National Cathedral will be removed immediately, the cathedral says. The facility's leadership says the decision came after long deliberations on an important question. Are these windows installed in 1953 in an appropriate part in a communist society, in an international communist society? This is such... Well, You know, people, it has been to the point here for quite a while that we should just be shooting them. We should be shooting it out because, I mean, either you're going to accept this shit in small measures, you're going to accept it all. If you're going to accept a mouthful of shit, you might as well eat the whole pile, right? An appropriate part of the sacred fabric of a spiritual home for the nation. Is that what you are? Because if you're sucking off the tit of the government, like I know you are, you don't have no right to take down any of our history, you dirty communist sons of bitches. The answer the National Cathedral's leadership decided Tuesday is no. Oh, is that what you decided for the nation? Well, who elected these people? I want to know. To make a decision like that for this nation. The point the cathedral's chapter says is to improve the narrative told to visitors and worshipers by the building in Washington, D.C. that calls itself a spiritual home for the nation. We have concluded that these windows tell an incomplete and misleading account of our history. What? There was no civil war. See, that's where we're supposed to, I guess this is where we're headed with this. It never happened, people. There was no civil war. And, you know, people have different theories. I mean, Mark talks about it as an attack on Christians. I don't believe so. I think that civil war has been put in the crosshairs because, goddammit, that's when the big fraud went down. You examine that point of history, you find out where you went from being a free people to subjects, because it's right there in that act of treachery called the 14th Amendment, which could not have been perpetrated. I mean, they did not have the authority to write it. They didn't have the authority to think of it operating under the Constitution that was already in place, because that Constitution contained the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights contains the Ninth Article that says no such could ever exist. I think that is, I truly do. And you know, right now we're at the point, I heard one of the fellows came up on the militia town hall meeting issuing a mandamus. I'd been talking to Spike about him, who's been talking to him. And, you know, I've talked about the fact that before that civil war, had to believe that those mandamuses, that the goddamn writs were flying from everybody, because that is the last step before war. And they don't want us to see what really happened then, because we're right on the epitaph right now. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back. dumber and dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. And war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. Means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I seem. I learned history from Grandpa. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all the grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, Go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Thurman Ossley with Don't Come For My Guns. And we were going over the, now we can get to the other two I had because, I mean, the other one I had, I want to get to that for sure because it relates to what we're talking about. We may jump back to that if we have time. Anyways, we got another little audio here to play. Let's see where we at. Okay. And it's going to go with this article here. Nancy Pelosi says Trump promised her he'd sign the DREAM Act. And again, I hear, I guess, well, you know, I'm watching Alex Jones and his goddamn right wing. It's propaganda. It's straight up propaganda. Go watch it for, I mean, I watched it like 10 minutes and I got to believe Trump's sending him money. I got to believe he's got Trump support. But I mean, he tries to claim to be a reporter. He is not a reporter. He'd be reporting the fact that, well, you know what? This son of a bitch lied to people. He lied all the way down the line. We told you he was lying when he lied. But of course, we're not backed by a billionaire and we're not friendly to the Jews. Can you say it? Here it is.
The executive order gets rescinded. One good thing
you'll
about
rescind, it, you'll rescind that one too.
One good thing
you'll
about
rescind the DREAM Act executive
you're gonna
order.
Have to, DACA. We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
so
to
you're
come
split
in.
Up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going
to
keep them together
to
out.
Go. But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
We will work with them. They have to go. Chuck, and we either have a country or we don't have a country.
Either we have a country or we don't have a country. I guess now what he's telling us is we don't have a country. Never did. I had one more here. This is from his campaign speech.
For those here illegally today who are seeking legal status, they will have one route and one route only. To return home and apply for reentry like everybody else under the rules of the new legal immigration system that I have outlined above. Those who have left to seek entry, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those who have left to seek entry under this new system, and it will be an efficient system, will not be awarded surplus visas, but will have to apply for entry under the immigration caps or limits that will be established in the future. We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle. There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Well, there you have it, right from the horse's mouth. And is Alex Jones, is he playing these clips from the campaign and showing that this man lied right through his teeth and that he now has turned to 180? In fact, he's embracing Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi here. He gave him a big hug the other day, and they're talking about a deal now to where you give me money for a wall that is irrelevant now that the invasion is complete, and we're going to start legalizing the son of a bitches that are already inside the border. And do you think NEM's going to leave people? Or was this a carnival barker, a charlatan, who sold a bill of goods that was a flat-ass lie? And there's still assholes out there saying, Trump, and just like Alex Jones. Alex Jones, you treasonous piece of dog shit. I will prosecute you myself if I live through this. I swear it. Nancy Pelosi says Trump promised her he'd sign the DREAM Act. I guess a promise to Nancy Pelosi is a little different than a promise to the American people, right? This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California. said Thursday that President Donald Trump told her on two occasions that he supports and would sign a bill to give legal status to young undocumented immigrants. What did he just say? What never going to happen? As long as the grass grows and the water flows and there's stars up in the sky, he was sending a message to the world. Here's the message to the world. I'll tell you what, with this being released right now, along with that earthquake down there in Mexico, you're going to see him pouring across. Hell, man, it's already been determined. He's going to give everybody. I mean, I told you people from the get-go, a billionaire, an international billionaire construction person that's going to get rid of slave labor? Really? Really? Two occasions he supports the bill to give status to young undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. Said he would not do it. Where you at on that one, Alex Jones, you puscual, you big tub of pus, you piece of shit, treasonous bastard? We made it very clear in the course of the conversation that the priority was to pass the DREAM Act. Ain't gonna happen, people. Not as long as there's a hole in Donald Trump's ass, huh? She said at the press briefing, obviously, he has to be bipartisan. Well, he's all communist. Let's don't pull no punches here. The president supports that. He would sign it, but we have to get it passed. Democrats, and he put out another tweet that's saying that, don't even worry when the 6 months come up. Nothing's going to happen to you. He's told him that's who he backed. These people from other countries, just like Obama. He's an international CEO for the North American zone, okay? He's not a president of the United States. And not to mention, I haven't said this in a while, but he, again, here you have another guy who couldn't be president because he is not a natural-born citizen of this country. His mom came from Scotland. He could have held dual citizenship. I mean, he could have applied for it. If you can apply for it, you're not natural. Because if you're natural, you can't be anything else. He could have been half Scottish. He could have went to Scotland and claimed citizenship because his mom was Scottish. Another foreigner. We made it very clear in the course of our conversation. Obviously, he has to be bipartisan. The president supports that. He will sign it. Democrats are pushing for the bill called the DREAM Act after Trump rescinded the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. No, he rescinded shit. He put a six-month extension on it to give him time to do this. And now they're all going to do it because they're sitting down saying, on the Republican side, you got Paul Ryan. Either we're going to lose all this cheap labor. We want these cheap labor and more. I mean, we bring their families in, man. We can put all these Americans out of work and get them down till they're so goddamn poor. We can take them over that ditch and put a bullet in their head at our leisure. Trump rescinded the deferred action for childhood. No, he didn't. He extended it. So-called dreamers who receive two-year work permits and deportation protections will begin to lose them in 6 months. And not to mention, in this last 9 months, while he's been president, remember, this is the first thing he was going to do. First thing he did was signed on to the War Powers Act and became a dictator in this country, right? But, I mean, theoretically, the first thing he was going to do, he was going to sign that executive order, pull this shit, and there was none of them going to get any. Remember, he said, no more visas, no more green cards. 9 months we've had green cards going out every day, people. That lying piece of trash. And we told you, I mean, this is no surprise to me or to the people listening to this broadcast for the most part, I got to believe. Trump has said he wants to work with Congress, including Democrats. Oh, yeah, whatever it takes to take care of his people, the dreamers, these people from other countries. America first for people from other countries, evidently, to pass a bill that addresses DACA recipients before that time. He called Pelosi earlier Thursday and made the comment about the DREAM Act then, and as well as in a meeting on Wednesday, according to Pelosi. After their phone conversation, Trump tweeted to say dreamers should not worry about being detained over the next 6 months, and he sent another one and said, don't worry about it at all, because you ain't going nowhere. None of these. I mean, you're just talking about the 800,000, which is probably 1.5 million of the 40 to 100 million that are here. And I'll tell you what, nobody else is sweating it. I mean, all they're going to have is you're going to have some raids on some drug gangs and shit every once in a while for a photo op as they're pouring in. And they're going to start pouring in again after this earthquake. Get ready for it. Mark my words this day. He called Pelosi, after their phone conversation, Trump tweeted, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. which a Democratic aide said that Pelosi requested he say publicly. So now Nancy Pelosi, you know, the evil, the you know, that badass people on the other side, that swamp creature known as Nancy Pelosi. Well, she's talking, her and O'Donnell are good friends now, right? They got their, hugging and kissing and swapping spit and talking about how they're going to take care of their constituents, the goddamn foreigners. Democrats in the House and Senate called for a vote on the DREAM Act in September, and said they are prepared to attach the legislation to other bills until it passes. So, I mean, don't matter what the goddamn people, they'll tell you out here, the majority of the people said no. These representatives of the majority of the American nationals are saying, you know what, F you. You don't control this country, we do. We're not representing you, we're representing these foreigners. That's what we're going to work here. We're going to work to make fix things for these goddamn people who have no right to be here. That's what our effort is going to be. It's quiet, you know. It's quiet because, you know, you people out there that went and fell for this shit. How do you feel now? I mean, you can go over to InfoWars. You can go over and listen to Alex's broadcast and try to justify this somehow to yourself like that freak does. Like that lying piece of treasonous trash does. But this is facts, people. I played it for you right there, what he said. And now we're looking at what he's doing. Is there some discrepancy here? I believe so. I believe it was an out-and-out lie. I believe it was a con job, just like we told you it was when he was speaking it. We asked you at first, don't go vote. Refuse to vote. Help us say no. But you're too cowardly.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, the DREAM Act, what a joke. They're going to put $15 billion into the economy, and how much of that are we going to see? Zero.
They're not going to put shit in the economy. They take from the economy. They said on the one of them the other day, one of the Stupid Box productions, that the average dreamer is 22. I mean, they're trying to sell it to us under this aspect. I don't know if any of it, I don't believe nothing they say. But they did say that the average dreamer is 22 years old and makes $17.50 an hour. So the average dreamer, so if there's 900,000 of them, a third of them would have to, I mean, at least a third of them would have to be making that, wouldn't it? That's 300,000 $17.50 an hour jobs. I mean, my kids are educated, man. Top of the class. And there's a couple of them making that much money, but they ain't all making that much money. And my nephew, he's been working the same job for about 8-10 years now. He ain't making that much money. But it's, I mean,
you know, whenever they make announcements like this, Henry, about another couple hundred thousand jumping over the fence and having babies. I mean,
oh yes.
You know how many babies are being conceived right now? Whenever Trump opens his mouth about this goddamn DREAM Act, about 200 grand jump over the fence and have a kid.
Well, they did. They come out and they spout it. They said when Reagan, you know, gave that last amnesty, they poured over the border because they're waiting on the next one. Well, that ain't going to happen this time. Well, he keeps talking about the wall, you phony, freak, son of a bitch, a wall. You've already got them here. You've got 100 million goddamn illegals in this country, and now build a wall. Is that right? Is that your answer? And remember, we were talking yesterday about back at Reagan's time, we're going to prosecute anybody that gives them a job. Remember, that was a part of the agreement. You people now, I know that I'm giving a portion of your country away. Okay, but if you people will let me do this and give a portion of your country away to these goddamn foreigners, well, we're gonna secure that border and we're gonna go after those goddamn employers that try to hire these illegals. We're talking big fines and jail time. It's gonna stop. You got my word on it. That was Reagan. And they poured over. And they took our jobs. They took our goddamn livelihood. They ate out our substance. And now here we are again. Oh, we just need to go. And you got Trump here, you know, the lying son of a bitch that ran on the promise to get rid of it. And he didn't say just the dreamers. He didn't say just that. He said every one of them. Remember, people? That was a bald-faced lie. And I'm going to tell you, it's on him because the son of a bitch does have the authority to get rid of every one of them. It's called enforcing the law. That is his job. That's what he swore to do. What he's saying is, I'm not going, just like Obama, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm pushing Congress to change it now, to accommodate the lawbreakers. Do you get that kind of deal out of this system, people? Are you going to fall for this? I mean, at least I would want that everybody out there who knows better than this shit, when somebody with this Alex Jones listeners comes up and says, well, he's got to, no, he doesn't. All he has to do is enforce the law. All he has to do is, Eisenhower did it. It was called Operation Wetback. They sent him out in hordes. And he had the authority. He signed the goddamn piece of paper because he was enforcing the law. And that, what right now, what Donald Trump is telling you is, just like Obama, the chief executive is going to refuse to change, to enforce your law. And he's telling you to change it. Instead, constituent, person I represent, I'm telling you to change the law because I'm not enforcing this law that you want. Because I don't represent you. I represent international communism. And that goddamn Trump is an international communist as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. And you gotta know it by now. And nobody, I want Alex Jones to come up and answer this. You know, he's got his big goddamn operation stuff where he can go there. Nobody gets to come in and question the propaganda he's putting out. But you're marked as the propagandist, you son of a bitch. You are a traitor extraordinaire. Your crimes are a match to the point. You get the rope, Alex. You bought yourself the rope, you fat ass. And boy, are you gonna, we're gonna get a big fat rope for you. Traitor. You goddamn, but what would you call him? A collaborator? Pelosi predicted it would pass in the House if it was allowed to go for a vote. That would depend, however, on whether House Speaker Paul Ryan, see, now they're talking about removing Paul Ryan because he wants these guys that were slaves here. He just wants better controls on the slaves. Make no mistake about it. But they're talking about manipulating everything around. They are intent that these son of a bitches, and that's not just these dreamers, every one of them, their intent, they're staying, people. Are you going to stand for it? They lied to you. You gave them the goddamn power. You gave Trump the authority to enforce the law, and he's telling you he ain't going to do it. That's the facts, and nobody can argue that. I want somebody to come up, man. Where's the goddamn phone number here at this place? The hell are we using for a phone number around here now? We got 641-715-3610, and then dial in 220029, and come up and tell me how this son of a bitch is not a traitor and a liar, an absolute liar, who went back on the campaign promise to put his ass in the office. Tell me. Step up. I don't hear no phones ringing, and I won't, because this is a goddamn fact. And facts are miserable bitches because they won't budge. And I can keep shouting this fact every day. Alex Jones, he can sit up there and he spew his propaganda, but there ain't a goddamn fact in it. And in the end, the facts will prevail. And his fat ass will go through that chute and hit the end of that goddamn rope, the treasonous bastard. You got a trial coming, Alex Jones, and it's going to be a short son of a bitch. Because you are prima facie guilty. You done it. You're a traitor to your people. You're a traitor to our Bill of Rights. You scum. Enjoy your fat ass wealth while you can, you treasonous bastard.
Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
You know he didn't get that the little pile of money that he had by telling, you know, full truths and telling, you know, about who really runs the world. You know, because he never said anything about the Zionists. He always said globalists.
They're the ones that made him rich, Dion. They're the ones that made him rich. They're the reason he has, owns homes and can go out marlin fishing and stuff, supposed to be some kind of patriot. He is not. You'll know the patriots because they live in poverty. Real easy to spot us, ain't it, Dion?
Yeah, very much so. Those who are out here really struggling because we won't sell ourselves for those damn Zionist pieces of paper.
You goddamn right. That's exactly correct. He asked Trump. Yes, go ahead.
2 years ago, Alex Jones was number 88 in the world's richest people.
I don't doubt you one bit. He's piled up the wealth. I mean, and what is he? He's preyed on people's hopes and fears is what he's done. Tried to act like he had some kind of answer to all this, and he didn't. He's just played a con game, just like his buddy Trump just played on the people. That's all he's done. Because of the people I have turned down who try to send me their goddamn parts of their Social Security checks, and I tell them, don't do it. I don't want it. But, Alex, I guarantee you, he's just like that Joel Epstein. He has no problem taking the last little bit that anybody has and piling it up and going buying bars of gold and living fat and large on the idea that he's a patriot. That's what burns my ass the most, is the him trying to project himself as some kind of patriot. That lowlife piece of trash. We know we now have four Republican co-sponsors. We need more, Schumer said. There are many on the floor in the Senate who seem to be sympathetic to the Dream Act. I bet they are, because it's coming down to push and shove. Because it's coming down to the point that you actually have to do something one way or the other, isn't it? And I know what you're going to do. I knew what you're going to do when you were lying, Donald Trump. You're going to not enforce the law. You are going to break the law by refusing to enforce it. You are, you've violated your oath that you took, you son of a bitch. You're no president. You're just another usurper. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just remember who these people are and stay tuned, for it's time to break free with David Rock. And as I said, David's doing an awesome job, and I love Oy Vey Friday. I always get a good laugh at it, and it's a good program. Stay tuned. And that is The Word from the Trenches.